This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. for Team Martech, local professionals serving our community. Listen to a financial advisor, local attorney, independent insurance agent, mortgage broker, realtor, and certified public accountant. They discuss issues and answer questions of interest to you. That's Team Martech, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on WCNO.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
This is Pastor Tony Foster from Restoration Worship Center in Greenwood, South Carolina. I am coming to Fort Pierce, Florida, to the Truth Church with my good friends, Pastor Jason Baumgartner, to the Voice of Prophecy Power Conference, October the 7th at 7 p.m. I'm looking forward to being with you guys. I believe it's going to be an awesome move of the Holy Spirit. I believe the word of prophecy, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge will flow in power. So you don't want to miss it.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
When people get to know you and they realize that you really are happy and you really do have joy and things don't rattle you and you got peace moving into your life, and you might have your own problems and your own trials and your own thing going on, but you still got joy, and they look at that and they go, I want that right there. I want to have that peace right there to know that I'm confident and I'm secure, that somebody loves me and somebody's going to look out for me even when it feels like my whole world is falling apart. See, that's what happens, amen? How many know walking with Jesus got some benefits? Come on, huh? Somebody shout, it's got some benefits. So when you're in the kingdom and you seek the kingdom of God first, then all the benefits that the kingdom have come into your life. And everybody sees those benefits. And they're like, I want some of that. I want some of those benefits. I want some of that blessing. I want some of that favor. I want some of that joy. I want some of that peace. Can you tell me how to get what you got? Praise the Lord. See, people can't help but be attracted to it because you've got something real and tangible. You ain't got to beat nobody over the head with it. You just got to show them how free you are by the lifestyle that you live. And they're going to want what you have. Because here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody that is struggling with any kind of sin in their life struggles in and out of discouragement, frustration, and depression all the time. It is impossible for people to walk in complete joy when they know the life they live in is not a life that's right. Come on. You can't. Nobody can compartmentalize that much. Come on, are you here this morning? Amen? That's what happened when they came out of the upper room. They come out of the upper room and they said, stood back and said, look what has come to this world. They weren't going around going, what in the world is going on? Disciples came out in power and everybody's like, look what's come to this world. And here we are 2,000 years later, and we drive through town and we watch the news and we look at, and we all, this is what we do. Look at all this mess. I ain't going to Target anymore. Now you're going to use the bathroom. They killed that gorilla. Come on. This world's going crazy. LGBT month. What was he thinking? Come on. Some of you know you thought it. Come on, somebody. Amen. President Obama, I voted for him twice. And look what he done went and did. He got a rainbow over the White House. Yeah, all getting quiet. Got people going, come on. I ain't letting my little girl ever go to the bathroom. This world is a mess. This world is a mess. This everything's going to hell. This whole country's falling apart. Oh, dear God. We can't even, I don't know, what are we going to do? It's all going, I'm going to die. And we just can't handle it. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's all we do is talk about how bad. I wonder what would happen if Christians just walked out there with the power of God on them and people in very broken places looked at them and said, oh my, look what has come to the world. We spend our time looking at the world wondering what's happening to it when we're the answer. I said we are the answer. Do you believe that today? When you show up, people look and say, look what has come to the world. They're the answer. They're what I'm looking for. I'm saying it's time to be the church. I say it's time to love people where they are. Come on, amen. Number two. What was number one? He is a good king. Number two. Motivators operate in grace and bless people. Motivators operate in grace and bless people. Watch this. He said, Abraham shall become a great nation, and through him all nations of the earth shall be blessed. How many know God ain't asking Abraham to be an individual superhero? God didn't come down from heaven and say, Abraham, here's your Iron Man suit. I want you to destroy all the enemies of God, and I want you to protect all my people. I mean, that's not what he asked Abraham to do. He didn't say, Abraham, you the man. He said, Abraham, this is what he's saying. Abraham, I want you to have children and teach them my ways. And then I want those children to have children and teach them my ways. And their children teach their children to have my ways. I want this covenant of grace and this covenant of love passed down through every generation. I want you to create a family that is run by grace. Hallelujah. Amen. So that every family on earth can become part of the community of faith. And that community of faith became a great nation, the nation of Israel. Praise the Lord. See, we got this other mentality in America. We all Hollywood in the image of an individual who can just change the world. Anybody ever watch 24? Jack Bauer. That dude in 24 hours stopped a nuclear attack, saved the president, diverted China, stopped a chemical biological warfare attack on Los Angeles, saved his daughter from terrorists, come on somebody, and did it all in 24 hours. Amazing, amen? But we got that mentality. You know, we can get it done. It's still that same old thing. Hollywood just beefs it up. It's all about me, 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 me. So we got kids growing up wanting to be people like Iron Man and Jack Bauer and Captain America and Superman. And the truth is, it's not about that. It's about the family of God.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. Build my company.
He said, Abraham, don't let this become about you. It's about people. It's about people. That's why, listen to me, that's why the church is God's idea. Man didn't invent the church. God invented the church. Amen? Huh? God invented the church. A lot of people out there today, they just dissing on the church. Just putting the church down. Church this, church that, church tax exempt, church taking advantage of people. Church, 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 church. No, God invented the church so that his people could sit in a place where they can get the grace of God taught to them and become dispensers of his grace and bless the world that they live in. Amen? And pass it from one generation to the next generation to the... I'm glad I was raised in church. I'm glad that I heard the stories of old. I'm glad I got the testimonies of what happened. Come on. I saw what... I don't know what the... I can't say his name. I better not say it anyway because this is going out on the internet. But there was a pastor out there just the other day, and he put this big old thing out and wrote this book about all these people that died and go to heaven and come back and tell their story about the heaven. Don't read them books. They're not true. And I thought, I'm about to smack a pastor. It's some fundamentalist, traditional stuff. I'm not going to say his name. Lord, help me to be nice. But that stuff makes me indignant. You know why? Because I sat in a church when I was 7 years old, 8 years old, and a woman got up who was in her 70s then, who as a child had cerebral palsy and was knotted up in the fetal position her entire life. Her fingers were crippled like this and her legs were crippled like that, and she was balled up her whole life. And that woman got a word from God that she was going to be healed. She actually died in her bedroom, went to heaven, and God gave her a rose in heaven. And he said, Betty Baxter, you're not going to die. In a week's time, I'm going to heal you. She was resurrected in her bed, woke up and told her mama, she said, go get me a dress. In a week's time, God's going to heal me. And her mama felt bad for her, but didn't believe her, but went and got her the dress. And she said, I want everybody here. I want the doctors here. I want the pastors here. I want them all in the house. And they brought her out in the wheelchair in the living room in the house. And the windows were up because there was no AC back in them days. And they stood around and they began to pray. And the curtains began to blow up from every angle in the room. They weren't blowing out. They were all blowing in from every direction. And she said her bones began to pop. And her fingers began to pop. And her arms began to pop. And her legs began to pop. And she stood up in that house. And when I heard her give her testimony, she was 73 years old at a church in front of 3,000 people in high heels dancing like this. Don't you ever tell me that. My God is mighty. I don't know where these people get off telling me my God ain't supernatural. Come on, amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't mean to get off on that, but it really ticked me off. I mean, that little boy, what is the movie? The movie, Heaven is for Real, said that was fake. I'm going to smack him. Michael, you don't have to edit a lot. I'm sorry. Woo! See, we don't just need grace for today on Sunday. We can get grace when we come in the house and feel good. You need grace all week long. You need to be a blessing all week long. Praise the Lord. Number three, motivators choose daily to obey. We got to choose to stand like Abraham and not drift like Lot. Choose to stand like Abraham, not drift like Lot. See, the problem is most of us believe we can just put our life on cruise control and everything's just going to be fine. I just got to hit the button and I'm gone, Jack. Praise the Lord, singing hallelujah all the way. Cruise control, amen. And we make declarations about our life. We make declarations about our moral life. And we say things like this: I am going to eat healthy for the rest of my life. I'll never touch another French fry. Yeah, I'm preaching to myself. It's okay. Don't look at me. Cover her face. Just put something over King. Don't look at me like that, baby. It's okay. Come on, amen. Anybody ever do that? I will never be mad at people that drive me nuts again. And the moment you say that, you meet somebody that's crazier than the last one and they drive you nuts. They just take crazy to a whole nother level you didn't even know existed. Come on. But what do? We want to put our life on cruise control. I'm committed. I'm going to get up. Lord Jesus, I am committed. I'm going to get up and pray every day. I will tithe. First bill that comes in, you wasn't expensing. Oh, God. Well, I'll start tithing next week. Listen to me, you can't put life on cruise control. You know why? Because every spiritual decision and every moral decision is really a daily decision. It's something you got to decide to do every day. The Bible calls it a daily walk. It's not an hourly walk. It's not a minute walk. It's not a weekly walk. It's not an annual walk. It is a daily walk that you need daily bread to survive. And you walk daily in this journey by faith. Amen. That's why in Hebrews 2 it says it's crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we've heard and we don't forget it. We need to walk and hear it, amen, and understand it. I mean, people don't go bad all at once. Come on, it just happened. I've never met a girl in third grade that just came up to me and said, Pastor, I can't wait to grow up. I just want to be a prostitute and smoke crack and die before I'm 30. I'm so excited. I never met that person. Come on, amen. It happens over time. Watch this in Genesis 13. Here's Lot. The Bible says this. The Bible says that he looked at and pitched his tent toward Sodom. In other words, he turned his tent and he put the doorway looking down at the city. So when he got up every morning, he looked out and he saw Sodom down there at the bottom of the foothills. And then in chapter 14, it says that he moved his tent down next to Sodom. And then you get over in chapter 19, and it says that he went into the gates of Sodom. Come on, amen. And got involved in Sodom. I mean, the closer he got to Sodom, the more Sodom got in him. The more he entertained Sodom, the more Sodom got in him. Now, you ain't trying no more, amen? Listen to me. You better hear me. Habitual sin is never level ground. It's never level ground. Habitual sin is always a slide downward. Come on, you can't tame it and you can't keep it pinned in. It is always a slide downward. We say things like this, man, don't worry about me. I got this all figured out. I can handle it. Look, it might not even be a big deal. It might just be some little little flirting going on with somebody at work. And you might be doing it because you ain't getting the attention that you need when you get home. Come on now, amen. Oh, pastor, that's cute. That's innocent. That's funny. No, you better be careful. Because what starts with a wink and a nod can end in a baby. Real quick. I'm running them out the door. Praise the Lord. Well, I got to get this loan, so I know I really only make $30,000 a year, but I got to put $34,000 or they ain't going to qualify me. Huh? That ain't big stuff, Pastor. I needed to get the loan. The Lord blessed me with a loan. No, He didn't. You lied and got the loan. Come on, amen. I've heard this one a lot. Oh, don't worry, Pastor. I can stop anytime I want to. This ain't controlling me. I can quit anytime I want to. It doesn't control my life. Well, how's that working out for you? I've never had somebody come to me and say, I can control this, that ever really controlled it. Well, I just take one pain pill every day, Pastor. It's just one a day. It keeps me from, you know, my back. 5 months later, what's wrong? I ate my whole bottle of pills. I just had a bad day. Oh, y'all quiet. Is that too much truth too fast for us this morning? I've heard this one. Well, Pastor, if you knew the marriage that I was in, if you only knew what I was married to, you'd understand why I take them 5 pills every night. And me and Johnny Walker have become fast friends. You'd understand, Pastor. Or this one. Pastor, God knows my heart. Boy, I'm preaching in everybody's yard this morning. God knows my heart. We're in a committed, loving relationship. He understands. No, He don't. You know better. Come on, amen. Listen, it's not the bottle of alcohol that you dump down every night or all the pills you take. It's seeking illegitimacy, trying to get illegitimate love in a legitimate way, which you will never be able to do. What kills us and keeps us from intimacy with God is us seeking another source besides God to feel approved of and accepted by. If you take anything in your life, I don't care if it's another man, another woman, a pill, alcohol, whatever it is, if you're using that to make yourself feel complete or better, it is a counterfeit and you're in a downward spiral, baby. It'll take you out. I don't care how good you think you are. It ain't gonna happen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic, However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
This is Pastor Tony Foster from Restoration Worship Center in Greenwood, South Carolina. I am coming to Fort Pierce, Florida, to the Truth Church with my good friends, Pastor Jason Baumgartner, to the Voice of Prophecy Power Conference, October the 7th at 7 p.m. I'm looking forward to being with you guys. I believe it's going to be an awesome move of the Holy Spirit. I believe the word of prophecy, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge will flow in power. So you don't want to miss it.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.